There are times in life when things seem to be going along pretty well. And then there are times when it all comes crashing down round our ears, at which point we desperately want God to step in and save the day. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When was the last time that happened to you? You were in a terrible spot. You really needed God to intervene in a powerful, miraculous way to literally save you or someone you love from the lion's mouth. So you pray and you pray and you pray, and sometimes, hey, God steps in. Other times he doesn't. Sometimes he'll heal a loved one of cancer. Other times he'll let them die. It almost feels like a lottery, like the toss of the coin in a game of chance. Not very encouraging, is it? Is that the way it's meant to be? Writes the wise old Apostle Paul to his young ministry protege Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, verses 17 and 18. But the Lord stayed with me. The Lord gave me strength so that I could tell the good news everywhere. He wanted all those who were not Jews to hear that good news. So I was saved from the lion's mouth. The Lord will save me when anyone tries to hurt me. He'll bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Glory forever and ever be the Lord's. Amen. So what's Paul saying here? Yes, God stepped in time and time again to save Paul. Why? Because God had a purpose for him to proclaim the gospel radically to the Gentiles. But that was never going to last forever. Paul knew that. That's why he trusted God to bring him safely into his heavenly kingdom. Trust God. He knows what he's doing. That's his word, fresh for you today. During those tough times, the closer we draw to God, the easier it becomes to trust him. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then please stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.